Próbny egzamin maturalny. Angielski. Zakres rozszerzony.
Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 25 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu.
Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie trzy teksty. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B lub C. Jeden.
We are all familiar with the prune-like fingers we get when we are in the bath. Most people think it's caused by water making the skin on our fingers bigger. However, scientists have recently discovered that it's an evolutionary feature caused by a reaction in our body's central nervous system. So, rather than the skin getting bigger, fingertips actually shrink when they wrinkle because the blood vessels inside them contract. One experiment proved that people are in fact better at moving objects from underwater with wrinkled fingers than with normal fingers. And people who have damage to their peripheral nerves in their fingers don't get wrinkles anymore.
2.
Gerlinde Kaltenbrunner from Austria fell in love with mountain climbing as a teenager. When she left school, she worked as a nurse, but kept climbing in her free time. Having climbed Everest, she decided to climb all 14 of the world's 8,000-meter peaks. To increase the difficulty, Gerlinde climbs without using oxygen tanks. This is risky, as low oxygen levels at the top of high mountains can affect brain and body functioning. Gerlinde uses her fame as a climber to support a charity for poor children and orphans in Nepal.
3.
Lucy, is it true that British people drink so much tea?
Tea drinking is a very big thing in Britain. Although I don't visit tea shops, I've noticed that lots of them pop up in London. They specialize in different types of brewed tea. Knowing how to make the perfect cup of tea is an art. There are even courses on this.
And what about you, personally?
I do have at least one cup of tea a day, usually around 5 o'clock, when it's tea time. But there are British people who take this much more seriously than I do and can drink up to 10 cups of tea a day. I actually have a friend who is guilty of this.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
We are all familiar with the prune-like fingers we get when we are in the bath. Most people think it's caused by water making the skin on our fingers bigger. However, scientists have recently discovered that it's an evolutionary feature caused by a reaction in our body's central nervous system. So, rather than the skin getting bigger, fingertips actually shrink when they wrinkle because the blood vessels inside them contract. One experiment proved that people are in fact better at moving objects from underwater with wrinkled fingers than with normal fingers. And people who have damage to their peripheral nerves in their fingers don't get wrinkles anymore.
2.
Gerlinde Kaltenbrunner from Austria fell in love with mountain climbing as a teenager. When she left school, she worked as a nurse, but kept climbing in her free time. Having climbed Everest, she decided to climb all 14 of the world's 8,000-meter peaks. To increase the difficulty, Gerlinde climbs without using oxygen tanks. This is risky, as low oxygen levels at the top of high mountains can affect brain and body functioning. Gerlinde uses her fame as a climber to support a charity for poor children and orphans in Nepal.
3.
Lucy, is it true that British people drink so much tea?
Tea drinking is a very big thing in Britain. Although I don't visit tea shops, I've noticed that lots of them pop up in London. They specialise in different types of brewed tea. Knowing how to make the perfect cup of tea is an art. There are even courses on this.
And what about you, personally?
I do have at least one cup of tea a day, usually around 5 o'clock, when it's tea time. But there are British people who take this much more seriously than I do and can drink up to 10 cups of tea a day. I actually have a friend who is guilty of this.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie 4 wypowiedzi osób, które nie jedzą mięsa. Do każdej wypowiedzi, od 1 do 4, dopasuj odpowiadające jej zdanie, od A do E. Wpisz rozwiązania do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi. Jeden.
I switched to vegetarianism 2 years ago after coming across an article about all the health benefits. Best decision I've ever made. I feel substantially healthier now. My skin is really good and my hair is much shinier. You have to be super careful though that you still get all the nutrients you require in your diet. The main issue for me is that I'm the only vegetarian in the family. And the others refuse to imagine meals without meat and fish. So sometimes it's a bit of a pain for my mom, because she's the one who does most of the cooking. She usually prepares meals for the rest of the family, then throws something together quickly just for me.
2.
Did you know that there are about 500,000 vegans in the UK? They reckon the number is growing because of teenagers on social media, like me. That's where I got links to videos which convinced me that it's the best option for animals, our planet, and my health. I did extensive research into what kinds of things to eat before I changed my diet, and I found numerous useful tips, like you can eat chickpeas and spinach for iron, you know, to make up for the iron you'd get from meat in a conventional diet. My family have been appreciative about the change and reduced the amount of meat in their diets too. But I get teased a bit at school. Some people believe that being vegan is weird.
3.
My whole family is vegetarian, so if you're brought up that way, it seems perfectly normal. My parents are both good cooks and we had a very varied diet. I never really missed meat or fish, except when I went out with friends. When I was young, I remember lots of birthday parties in hamburger places. That was a bit challenging. When you're young, you never like being different. But later, quite a few people in my class at school became vegetarian, so I was no longer the odd one out. Anyway, now I've left home, I keep having lapses. I have tried meat a couple of times. With my parents, however, I completely refrain myself from eating it.
4.
My main reason for becoming vegan was that I can't stand the way we treat animals. Most farms are run in such an inhumane way, I refuse to support factory farming. The treatment of hens is horrific, not to mention what they do to cows. So now, I don't eat any animal products, no meat, obviously, but no eggs, milk or cheese either. When I first started to be a vegan, I found I was getting tired all the time, so I went to see a nutritionist, and she said I wasn't getting enough protein. Now, I'm a lot more careful, and I eat lots of different nuts and seeds and pulses, you know, dried beans, chickpeas and lentils.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
I switched to vegetarianism 2 years ago after coming across an article about all the health benefits. Best decision I've ever made. I feel substantially healthier now. My skin is really good and my hair is much shinier. You have to be super careful though that you still get all the nutrients you require in your diet. The main issue for me is that I'm the only vegetarian in the family, and the others refuse to imagine meals without meat and fish. So sometimes it's a bit of a pain for my mom, because she's the one who does most of the cooking. She usually prepares meals for the rest of the family, then throws something together quickly just for me.
2.
Did you know that there are about 500,000 vegans in the UK? They reckon the number is growing because of teenagers on social media. Like me. That's where I got links to videos which convinced me that it's the best option for animals, our planet, and my health. I did extensive research into what kinds of things to eat before I changed my diet, and I found numerous useful tips, like you can eat chickpeas and spinach for iron, you know, to make up for the iron you'd get from meat in a conventional diet. My family have been appreciative about the change and reduced the amount of meat in their diets too. But I get teased a bit at school. Some people believe that being vegan is weird.
3.
My whole family is vegetarian, so if you're brought up that way, it seems perfectly normal. My parents are both good cooks and we had a very varied diet. I never really missed meat or fish, except when I went out with friends. When I was young, I remember lots of birthday parties in hamburger places. That was a bit challenging. When you're young, you never like being different. But later, quite a few people in my class at school became vegetarian, so I was no longer the odd one out. Anyway, now I've left home, I keep having lapses. I have tried meat a couple of times. With my parents, however, I completely refrain myself from eating it.
4.
My main reason for becoming vegan was that I can't stand the way we treat animals. Most farms are run in such an inhumane way, I refuse to support factory farming. The treatment of hens is horrific, not to mention what they do to cows. So now, I don't eat any animal products, no meat, obviously, but no eggs, milk or cheese either. When I first started to be a vegan, I found I was getting tired all the time, so I went to see a nutritionist, and she said I wasn't getting enough protein. Now I'm a lot more careful, and I eat lots of different nuts and seeds and pulses, you know, dried beans, chickpeas and lentils.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wywiad z wolontariuszem. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B, C lub D.
Today, I'm going to talk to a young man who is doing voluntary work in the sports sector. His name's Liam Parker, and he's a keen BMX biker who does a lot of work at a sports centre. So, Liam, tell us a bit about the place you work. It sounds really interesting.
Yes, it's really cool. Basically, it's a huge space where lots of sports and cultural events take place. It was a shipbuilding hangar once, but the company went bust years ago. The building was taken over and completely renovated and repurposed about 5 years ago. Now, we have indoor and outdoor facilities for all kinds of urban sports like skateboarding, breakdancing, parkour, kick scooter.
Hang on a moment. Can you explain the last two?
A kick scooter is just a normal scooter with a handlebar, deck and wheels. But we also have stunt scooters and special ones for racing. And parkour has been around for a while now. It's a way of moving around an urban environment. It developed from military training. It involves climbing, running, vaulting, jumping, swinging, and stuff like that. Everyone's seen it on TV and videos. People jumping off incredibly high buildings between roofs and things.
So, what are you involved with?
I do all kinds of things at the center. I make sure the bikes and scooters meet safety standards. It's an important thing to do. But surely, the most gruesome one. I check the tracks and ramps so they are clean and no one can slip and hurt themselves. I sometimes cook in the burger van too, which is a fun thing to do. But my biggest passion is for BMX, and I want to get other people involved in the sport. I teach kids the basics of BMX and do demonstrations.
Right, so you've learned a lot of skills?
Yeah, at first I was a bit nervous about speaking to groups, but now I have no problem giving safety instructions to people. I had to learn sport-specific first aid in case anyone hurts themselves, cooking hygiene for the burger van, maths for taking money at the till. I've had a lot of training in different areas and gained useful certificates.
So all that training will be valuable when you come to look for paid work?
Absolutely. I'm still only 18 and I've been volunteering for 2 years. I'd like to stay in this sector and find full-time paid work, so obviously all my experience and skills will help a lot.
And a final question. Do you think we sometimes exploit volunteers? Are they doing things for free when they ought to be getting paid? Liam, I believe that you volunteer for about 10 or 20 hours a week. Do you ever feel that you should be paid for what you do?
Well, of course, it would be nice. But the organization I help is non-profit-making. And it couldn't really afford to pay all the volunteers. I'm living with my parents and they are paying my keep anyway. So for me, volunteering is a great opportunity to do what you love and gain experience of dealing with the public. Every young person should try it. and I guess that looking for paid work in the future will be much easier for people who started their professional life with volunteering.
Thanks very much for sharing your experiences, Liam.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Today I'm going to talk to a young man who is doing voluntary work in the sports sector. His name's Liam Parker and he's a keen BMX biker who does a lot of work at a sports centre. So, Liam, tell us a bit about the place you work. It sounds really interesting.
Yes, it's really cool. Basically, it's a huge space where lots of sports and cultural events take place. It was a shipbuilding hangar once, but the company went bust years ago. The building was taken over and completely renovated and repurposed about 5 years ago. Now, we have indoor and outdoor facilities for all kinds of urban sports like skateboarding, breakdancing, parkour, kick scooter.
Hang on a moment. Can you explain the last two?
A kick scooter is just a normal scooter with a handlebar, deck and wheels. But we also have stunt scooters and special ones for racing. And parkour has been around for a while now. It's a way of moving around an urban environment. It developed from military training. It involves climbing, running, vaulting, jumping, swinging, and stuff like that. Everyone's seen it on TV and videos. People jumping off incredibly high buildings between roofs and things.
So what are you involved with?
I do all kinds of things at the center. I make sure the bikes and scooters meet safety standards. It's an important thing to do, but surely the most gruesome one. I check the tracks and ramps so they are clean and no one can slip and hurt themselves. I sometimes cook in the burger van too, which is a fun thing to do. But my biggest passion is for BMX, and I want to get other people involved in the sport. I teach kids the basics of BMX and do demonstrations.
Right, so you've learned a lot of skills?
Yeah, at first I was a bit nervous about speaking to groups, but now I have no problem giving safety instructions to people. I had to learn sport-specific first aid in case anyone hurts themselves, cooking hygiene for the burger van, maths for taking money at the till. I've had a lot of training in different areas and gained useful certificates.
So all that training will be valuable when you come to look for paid work?
Absolutely. I'm still only 18 and I've been volunteering for 2 years. I'd like to stay in this sector and find full-time paid work, so obviously all my experience and skills will help a lot.
And a final question. Do you think we sometimes exploit volunteers? Are they doing things for free when they ought to be getting paid? Liam, I believe that you volunteer for about 10 or 20 hours a week. Do you ever feel that you should be paid for what you do?
Well, of course, it would be nice. But the organization I help is non-profit making. And it couldn't really afford to pay all the volunteers. I'm living with my parents and they are paying my keep anyway. So for me, volunteering is a great opportunity to do what you love and gain experience of dealing with the public. Every young person should try it. And I guess that looking for paid work in the future will be much easier for people who started their professional life with volunteering.
Thanks very much for sharing your experiences, Liam.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.